Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Hacker Boys Radio. On the 23rd of August 2006, this is Naxxter.
This is Dark Nature.
This is Vesalius.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that was a very quick intro, but I think because we're starting a bit late, aren't we?
Yes, I just wanted to get it over and done with. Yes.
So, how's everything this evening?
Pretty good, I think.
Happy.
Ooh, I'm very happy indeed. Our load balancing script is working perfectly.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Lovely indeed.
We have one listener per server now. Yeah! Uh-oh. Oh, sorry about that. I just muted you guys.
It's actually balanced them out.
I know, it's actually working.
Oh no, I just thought it'd look like it worked, but not actually do anything, but it has.
Array 2, 0 is equal or less than string 2. Hacker voice 1 is equal to or less than string 0.
Yes.
Curly brackets.
I can't actually hear you.
No, not only is it working well, but it's also spitting its own code out, echoing the code to the... Can anyone see that on the script?
What?
The code is coming up.
What do you mean it's coming up?
It's like when you look at the load balancing script, it comes up as array brackets 2, curly bracket 0 equal
not
or less than to string 2.
Not at the moment it doesn't.
Let me refresh.
At the moment
no, it's still doing it. It's still doing it for me.
Are you looking at the the other one?
I'm doing it monsters.olate.net/hv/.
I can't actually hear what you're saying.
Can't you?
I can.
No. I can't.
Okay. Can anyone else hear me?
I can hear you.
Can Dark Nature hear me? Can Dark Nature hear me?
Can anyone else hear Dark Nature?
I sort of can, but it's very, 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 very quiet. And if I turn my speakers up any louder, you'll all be able to hear it like a mile away.
I can't hear Dark Nature.
Dark Nature.
Hello?
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 Ah, there you are.
We have you
back.
Yeah, I could hear you. I was trying to respond.
That was weird.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. It's like, hello? Yes, I'm here!
So if like one more person connects now, that script should send them to server 2.
All three?
But yeah. Three? There's only two servers on the script right now.
No, there isn't. There's three.
I can just see server 1 and server 2.
No, there's server 3 as well.
Okay, am I connected to the wrong thing then? What should I be looking at?
That one.
That one.
But put instead of PLS, PHP.
Okay. Because I must be looking at the wrong thing.
Because I'm looking at it and I've got three servers. Anyway, anyone who's listening to this who has no idea what we're talking about, then it would start to get very boring very quickly.
So how does it work? Does it listen for incoming connections and it has a list of servers? And it keeps a tally of the incoming connections, then just redirects them, sort of on a rotation.
That's right.
It's hard coded in the information for the servers. Basically, it just grabs the information rather than providing, because the main reason for it in the first place is because occasionally the server switches and you have to give people a different link.
Yeah.
It basically checks it all, creates a dynamic playlist which sends you to the server with the least users on it, based on an equation performed by maximum allowed listeners, by current listeners. So basically, the aim of it is so that each server will have an equal amount of listeners, an equal amount of load. But so it does, it just basically checks it all, passes all the information, does an equation, works it out, and then creates a dynamic playlist for you.
Good stuff.
It took quite a while to do, but it's done.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. And hopefully that means cool. that we should be able to have as many Shoutcast or Icecast servers as we like.
Yeah.
And we can broadcast all of them.
That's the main idea.
Which means we can have a huge amount of bandwidth without actually having a huge amount of bandwidth.
Yeah.
And there's also a bot sat in the IRC channel that does a couple of things. It provides a link for it. I've actually got to write something for it so you can actually check live stats, like how many listeners, how many servers are online, the name of the server, the bitrate, everything basically. So it should be quite nice.
Indeed.
Eventually.
Indeed. Very, very sexy.
Indeed. So that's, we're just testing it out before we get it all going properly for like season 6. And then everything, all the other bits and pieces should fall into place.
Right. I mean, what?
Yes. Anyway. Let's get on with something vaguely related to something else.
Well, I was going to just have a quick chat about something that just happened to me like half an hour ago.
Do you think you could, like, I don't know,
not
turn your mic up or something?
Is this better?
Well, okay, that's better, that'll do.
Okay. Yeah, I was just sitting here and, like, talking on IRC, as you do every day. And I had like a really loud bang on the window and a knock on the door. So I got up, I opened the door, and there was like a 5-foot woman standing there looking really agitated. And I was like, hi, what's up? And she's like, oh, well, my meter's run out. It's like one of those feeder meters, like you've got to put a little card in. And my daughter's on dialysis. And I had to go, and like my card was cancelled or something like that, and Iceland, their stores like being held open for me and all this crap. And she was like, I tried to go upstairs and knock, but the guy's not opening the door. And she's like, do you have £5 for me so I can top up the card? And I was like, yeah. So I didn't have £5. I gave her a £10 note because that was like the only change I had. And she's like, alright, thanks very much, I'll come back with the change, or whatever, the money back this evening. So I thought, okay, fair enough. And she was like speaking really, really fast, like you do when you're in a situation, like a crisis situation. So it was kind of believable, but I was like, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, 419, 419, you know. So yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know what 419 is, do you want to explain?
Yeah,
I only knew what that was a couple of days ago. So
419 is the term used, or it's the 41. The number comes from the section of law in Africa that makes email scamming illegal. So what the 419 scam is, it actually incorporates a lot of things, but the summary is an overly flowery description of a problem via an unsolicited email, followed by a series of exchanges between the scammer and the victim of emails, whereby the scammer will either demand money for a problem. This could be a release of funds to you, problem with family, somebody's dying, help with church or some bullshit like that. Secondly, it's the advance fee scam, which is they send you a check for an item, but the check is like $1,000 or $1,500 higher than the amount of the item that they want, that they actually want you to pay for, and then you have to send them through
the balance basically, and the check actually bounces. It's a fraudulent check, so they get the money and you have to pay it back to the bank. And another one is the scam where they make you come to the country and then like kill you and stuff like that. So it's pretty simple. But in all this, it all equates to sending their money through Western Union or some shit like that. So yeah, that's basically 419. And you know, the woman came to my door very distressed, told me this like elaborate story about her daughter needing dialysis and like loads of details about, you know, loads and loads of details about little things like, you know, Iceland having to be open and stuff like that. And I was like 419, 419 in the back of my mind thinking, shit, you know, this is a scam. The only thing that she didn't say was, you know, 100% risky-free deal, you know. guaranteed, like, please send Western Union. I was like, no. So, yeah, I thought I'd give her a tenner and hopefully she'll come back with it. If not, you know, I've lost a tenner and, you know, learnt never to give people at the front door money.
It sounds dodgy, but it's one of those where if there's a danger that is, you know, some sort of a kid's life on the line,
you
don't tend to think the you know, I might be getting ripped off here, you know, because
You know, she was only asking for a fiver, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I had a fiver, I would have given it to her, but I didn't. I had a tenner, and you know, it's like, well, I don't have a lot of money, and tenner is like way too much to lose. But if she was, she had like loads of shit in her hands, like she had the key and the electricity key, and she just seemed like, you know, when you get mugged and stuff like that, you're in that state of mind. She just seemed really, you know, hyper and really agitated. So I thought, well, it must be legitimate, and she explained to me that the upstairs, the neighbour, didn't want to open his door, and he's a bastard anyway, he's a fucking cunt. He's only like, you know, he's only like, you know, 25, 26, and he's a right arsehole. Because I play my drum and bass like full loud and shit, and like, he complains all the time. So I thought, oh yeah, you know, it must be legitimate, because she was like, oh, he didn't want to open the door, and like, yeah, he's a bit of a cunt. So I thought, I'll give her the £10, and like, hopefully she'll come back, you know, and give it back to me.
It does sound like the real deal, to be honest. I mean, if she was as agitated as you say, so put some items by aisle.
Yes, you know, it was just the funniest thing was in the back of my mind, I was thinking this is like a 419 scam.
Maybe that's why they actually work.
Yeah, but you see, it's different. Like, you don't get it on the street, you don't get it in your front door, you get it through an email, you get it through, like, a phone call or something like that, you know.
Well, not always.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I mean, it just could be just some fucking random person going, you know, every single door, asking for, like, £5.
Like, if I gave it a fiver.
Yeah, I mean, if I did the whole street doing that, I would get at least, like, 25, 30 quid.
Probably get more than that.
Yeah, you could get at least like a couple of hundred.
With a story like that, some people kind-hearted would give you, although that is quite wrong. Even making something up like that is a bit low. Even if you were smackhead who needs some drugs or something, it's still wrong.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you had a smackhead,
you'd be able to tell.
That's not really, it's not really a consideration, is it? Just how wrong it is.
Exactly.
You know,
Is anyone else just having a problem with being able to actually hear below?
He's a little quiet.
He's really quiet.
I am sorry.
That's fine.
I can sort of echo. I can hear.
Yeah, you sound okay to me. I mean, a little bit quiet, but not straining my ears quiet.
Oh, that's not bad then.
No?
It must just be you, Vasilius.
I am having to compensate for a little bit, but not much.
Has everyone got headphones on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be why then.
Ah.
I'm using speakers. I can't actually find my headphones.
Don't really want to.
What?
I said.
Is that Klingon?
Is that what?
Klingon.
No.
Nice.
Oh, I've got to find that link, haven't I?
Yes, get on with it. Get on with it, man.
Ding, ding, ding,
anyway, yes.
Yes, so, I got... Sorry?
Do we have some news to discuss?
I've not got news, no. I was just going to say about my being dragged up in front of an impromptu fucking inquest yesterday at work.
That's some news?
Well, it's kind of a news, yeah. it all started from trying to do the right thing, which is kind of a similar thing to Bilal's story. I got a phone call from a company, a smallish shareware company. They said, a bit of backstory is, the people where I work, we handle a lot of the contracts for the interconnects in the Northwest, you know, county council interconnects and stuff like that, and education interconnects, you know, and we're the primary point of contact for a lot of the IPs and domains within the Northwest. So I got a phone call from this company saying saying that they're getting a lot of suspicious activity on their web server from one of our IP addresses. And initially I thought, oh crap, I've been found out. I said, what's the address of your web server? And they told me. And it didn't sound familiar. And he gave me the IP address. And I said, well, yeah, that's clearly not from our office. But I explained that we have a bunch of contracts for, you know, other county councils within the Northwest, and I look into it. So my boss comes and asks me what's going on and what have you, and I told him, and he said, "Oh right, well we'll have to try and find out, you know, where it's from." So I did a whois, and obviously because we're the main point of contact, we can only bring up our registration details. And my boss couldn't find the records, you know, of who this address belonged to. So I did a bit of looking around, and using the magic of Nmap and ping sweeping, I managed to find out who the IP address belonged to, which I thought was not super elite, but you know, kind of a nice thing. The problem being, I reported it to the guy that run the office where the IP address was located, and got it stopped. But the boss was like, "Well, how did you do that?" I said, "Well, I got the IP address that the guy gave me." And checked it out. He said, "Well, you can't check it out on the internet, because if you do a who is, you get our contact details." I said, "Well, I know that, but the trick is, I can do a ping sweep and look for hosts that respond on that subnet and get clues from there, and then I was able to get some contact information and get onto them." And it was like, "So you've used a hacking technique?" I said, "Sort of, yeah. I used Nmap." "But that's a hacking software, isn't it?" I said, "Well, no, it's network analysis software is what it is." And it's like, "Well, you better show me exactly what you did." I said, "Well, I could, but it would..."
You should have said, "Pay me."
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I said, well, yeah, I'll show you what I did, but it might take a while. And so I was there till after 8 o'clock with, you know, an audience of people saying, just hang on, whoa, slow down, whoa, what are you doing now? And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it took me 15 minutes to do the whole job, you know, to find out where the IP address pointed, get the contact details, and get the, get the activity stopped. It took me till after 8 o'clock at night, from round about 4:30, to show them what I'd done. And it was all because... Yeah.
Why did they want to know exactly what you were doing?
It scared them.
What was the original problem?
Oh, we got a complaint from some shareware company that their web server was getting a lot of traffic from one of our IPs.
Right.
And they suspected that there was either port scanning or something going on. And they wanted it stopped because the performance of their web server was suffering as a result. I mean, obviously, I was able to stop that. And it was just a funny thing, really. Because I was able to like find the contact details without having to go to like a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
call 100 million people and ask them who owned this.
So basically, like, I would have just told them to piss off and not. Because all they wanted to do was like see how like your hackery ways work, and like that's what they were asking. What were you doing there? What were you doing there? So they can go off and fucking do it for themselves. I would have just gone, well, you can either pay me or you can just fuck off.
Yeah, who well, got paid overtime for that?
Ah, yeah. The thing about overtime at our place, everybody who works at our place is a manager of something. It's not because we're all empowered, it's because we're all exempt.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Clever that, isn't it?
That's rubbish.
Yeah.
I'd fire myself.
Hell yeah.
The temptation was great. I mean, I thought, yeah, okay, I'll show you because, you know, none of this is like, you know, a secret, and, you know, it kind of helps to, you know, dispel the, you know, the myth that we're evil, you know, all evil sort of like computer criminals and such the like.
Yes, we can do useful things too.
Yeah, but hours and hours of, whoa, what does that mean? Oh my God! Look, that's an IP address, and that's a host name, and you can see from the host name I could derive where it lives. whoa! Slow down! I'm like, oh my fucking God!
I'd have just got up and walked out.
The temptation to strangle someone was great, indeed.
You should have just sent them all off to Scotland, that stupid, stupid ethical hacking course or something.
Oh, yeah. I actually did an ethical hacking course just over a year ago. It was quite the thing.
Really?
It was 3.5 days of, largely learning how to do a null authenticated attack on Windows RPC.
Oh God.
Followed by, you know, an introduction to Nmap, and some very, very basic web page defacement.
How boring.
It was great fun.
How is web page defacement ethical?
Ethical.
I don't quite understand that bit.
You do it if you do it in a nice way.
if you deface it and make it look better.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're
I think so.
Web browser.
Speaking of which, ethical web page defacing. I had a fantastic idea for a website, right?
Right.
What you do is you set up some really basic application, like Mercedes. Like, can you really, really turn off your speakers or something? Because it's really irritating.
Oh, I had it turned up so I could hear below.
Yeah, well, it's annoying. Anyway.
Any better?
Yeah, it's fine. Right. Yeah, you set up like a guest book or something stupid like that, and you build in a hole into the software. And you wait for somebody to exploit it, and you put it online with the condition that if you exploit it, you have to make it better. Otherwise, blanket back to the original state. So after a while, the page will get more and more better and more complicated with more security until eventually it gets awesome and the most amazing leak page in the world.
That's kind of like a wiki that you have to pwn.
Yes. Exactly.
So what was I going to say? Don't know now. That like ethical hacking and all that bullshit, it's just a bit crap, and it's a bit like the money eater sort of thing, and I hate these bloody, I mean, the whole thing about it's like ethical hacking. I mean, fuck off, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do what I want, and it's my own ethics that I contribute to my own hacking. It's not like somebody else's ethics, and it's like the ethos of the corporation. It's just the whole bloody money eating certification that you have to do is, and it, I mean, they're quite they can be like the ethical hacking course or the ethical hacking certification. I think it's called the CEH or something like that, I don't know, Certified Ethical Hacker, is quite academic. But it's just like all this basic shit that you can do in like 2 months if you're trying to learn, if you're new to hacking, you know. Just like,
oh yeah.
I think if anyone wants to know, like, you get like a new member on the forums and goes, I want to learn to hack, point them to the syllabus of the Certified Ethical Hacker thing, and
Google,
just read through that.
Google all of the titles and you sort it.
Yeah, exactly. Just do that and you're done. And I have to say, like, I'd rather never take the exam because I just don't want to be like certified ethical hacker, because that, I just think that's bullshit. Because I mean, this is my own personal opinion, everybody else might disagree with me, but my own ethics are my own ethics. I don't need a certification to tell me that I'm ethical or not, because one day I could have my black hat on and the other day I could have my white hat on, and it's my own choosing to take what I want to do. And if a company employs me to implement my hacking skills, then that's fucking ace. But if they don't, then it doesn't mean I'm not going to be ethical or not. I'm still going to hack. And I think the more this kind of shit is publicized, the more the CEOs and IT managers eat this crap, the more our image is going to be deteriorated, because hacking is not all about computers, you know. Hacking is not all about fucking defacing websites. And on that note, I don't know if anyone's seen this, but Kevin Mitnick's website got defaced earlier today, it was funny.
I saw.
And to be honest, mate, that was hilarious, because like Kevin Mitnick, the poster boy of grey hat hacking, gets his website, and like every single other client that was on that box, totally owned. It was hilarious. And there's like, there's a little picture of Kevin Mitnick, and it was like really done, and really, really shitty done in MS Paint. It said like, I had phone sex with the FBH. It was hilarious, man.
Is there like a screenshot of it?
Yeah, just go to Zone H, man. Just go to the source of all defacements. I've got a link somewhere, I'll show you.
And I've got to agree with you about what you're saying about the ethical hacking courses and whatever. And in fairness, mine did go into more detail than I made it sound. But at the end of the day, you can't help thinking that they've taken a buzzword like hacking and just massively profited off it, really. I mean, the guy clearly had some skills, though, that was taking the course. And but they couldn't probably make as much money if they called it network management and security. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know, because they were using the key word.
But that's right,
they
called
it, like, network security. They couldn't sell it because none of this shit would apply to network security, though. I mean, like, Nmap, maybe, if they taught you that and this and that, but it would just be, like, you know, introduction to network security.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't even, like, fucking scrape it with a 10-foot barge pole, what these courses do, what these courses teach you. You'd be struggling on the first day if you started doing that, implementing that as network security. You really do need a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge because, like, there's just so much stuff that you won't know for a long time
until
you come across it, because you need experience.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to say, sorry, I did spend a lot of time just laughing, because it was telling me stuff that was widely available. And he was telling it to me as if he was imparting some great secret, you know, that was sort of a just between us sort of thing. You know, it was sort of a, well, I shouldn't really be now keep this to yourself, but what you can do on a Windows network, right, is you can connect to port 139, and I'm like, yeah, I've heard about that. But I got a nice book out of it for free, and a shiny certificate and work paid.
Yeah.
So
when I go off to these kind of courses and stuff like that, I just love owning their boxes. Like halfway through the presentation, where he's got, you know, they've got those flashy little things where they flick over to each computer and they've got like a projector.
Oh yeah.
And I just I'd have total control over every single computer, every single person's computer. And then they switch over to one computer and suddenly the mouse starts drawing penises on the screen. They'd be like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "No, it's not me." And they're like, "Who is it?" I don't know. They're like, "You're teaching a fucking certified ethical hacking course. Like, what the fuck do you expect the people to do? And fucking start hacking your own boxes."
The one annoying was me on this course, because I was the only one on the course, which would have would have given me away.
Slightly obvious.
But Kevin Mitnick, I mean,
being hacked.
Oh noes. But yeah, Mitnick, you gotta love the fact that he's got hacks, because he's his own biggest fan, isn't he? Have you noticed? I've said this before.
Love himself a little bit too much.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've said this before, but I've only got one book. I've only read one book of his, The Art of Intrusion, and it's a good book. There's a lot of good stories in there, and it's quite inspiring. Except his commentary, where
it's like, I'm awesome. Everyone else is stupid.
Yeah.
It'll
be saying, you know, well, I was talking with we'll call him Ninja Boy, and he was telling me how he took down the Bank of Switzerland and explained some of his techniques. But I couldn't help sensing through the interview, there was an overwhelming sense of adoration towards me. it was almost as if he wanted to be me, which is understandable, being that I'm the greatest hacker that ever walked the
Kevin
planet.
Mitnick, the art of kissing my own arse.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh, I tell you, what a funny man.
You do tend to get a lot of that, you know, with the whole hacker scene, like bloated egos and stuff like that. I mean, I'd be really chuffed if I had loads of fans. Which I don't, but, you know, I'd be like, yeah, fucking look at me, I'm cool and shit. But, you know, that's not gonna, yeah, and shit. But yeah, no, that's not gonna happen sometime soon. not till I sell out to Microsoft.
Actually, just reading the thing about his site getting hacked, it also makes me think there are a lot of stupid people out there. The fact that the person who actually hacked his site put on it, hacking is for homos, people who never get laid, resort to hacking.
Well, I thought that was quite weird.
Yeah, it's like the only form of penetration I can ever imagine. Quite ironic, really, how the person who hacked into the site hacked in to put that up.
Yeah, it was quite funny, because it was like, why do you hack? Hacking is for gays. Do you hack to get paid? Do you hack to look cool and stuff like that? I didn't understand that at all. It was like, so you deface somebody's site to then, like, piss all over every single hacker that views that. I don't know, it was like, I don't know, it was just like some Romanian kid who just smoked too much crack and should not ever be allowed to use a 56k modem. And I was saying, you know, before there was like this huge Romanian kind of like hacking thing, and I was like, wait a second, they got computers now?
Yeah, Romanian is
weird. Probably got his daddy to run a split for him.
Then I'm going to hack your grandma's pussy open with my brand new pocket battle axe. What's with that?
That's hilarious, man.
I suppose he's bringing so much joy to some people now, just reading it.
Yeah, let's put a voodoo curse on.
He's made a complete arse of himself then.
Oh dear.
See, what he could have done, like what I would have done if I managed to get into fucking Mitnick's web server, is not change anything. You know?
I'm sure totally many people like, have.
Yeah, I mean, like, just go in there and then don't change anything, but, like, I don't know, just leave it as it is and just monitor stuff and like, maybe add some weird login scripts that shouldn't really be there, but you put them there just so you can log keystrokes and stuff like that. And
occasionally pictures of yourself naked.
Yeah, just like no, change the bloody
edit the login script, email everything to yourself.
Yeah, and send them a complimentary nude picture. Yes. It's some random person you found on the internet. Okay. I found a link, by the way.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. Paste it to me, and then I can do the announcement.
PM, and I fixed the load balance thing that sort of went titties up.
And it's now working, is that correct?
Yep, it's now working fine.
Excellent.
Huh.
Right, are we ready for this?
Are me and you the only people that know about this?
Probably, yes.
Oh my god, I'm peeing my pants. I have a 9-inch erection.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Now, it's time for today's Big Gay Link!
What the? Wow.
What was that?
Wow.
Sorry,
I didn't actually hear that.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it without, like, the weird distortion.
Or that makes it sound cool.
That's the whole point.
Okay.
Today's Big Gay Link, did you say?
Big Gay Link!
Okay, I get it now.
Good. Outrageous.
Okay. Right.
We had this idea the other day to have a Big Gay Link.
You would, wouldn't you?
I'm going to tiny URL it, just because that'll make it amusing.
Okay.
Well, there's two. There's the main site, and there's the BBC News article on it.
Where's the BBC News article?
Another link.
Ah, there.
Just a word of advice, never, ever type in Big Gay Link in a Google search. Because there are some smut gremlins free gay big dick porn picture sites.
Tiny so,
internet.
tinyurl.com/CE4HR and PQLOJ.
Favourite gay novel.
What was that other one? PQ.
PQLOJ.
The Big Gay Read Literature Festival. The Big Gay Read Literature Festival will take place in libraries and venues across the Greater Manchester and feature readings and special events with a variety of authors, including, I can't say his name, or theirs.
A load of people.
A lot of people, and basically, from what I've gathered so far, it's just to find the best book about homosexual stuff, I suppose.
Yes.
It was. I thought it was quite amusing to be honest. Hunt for the UK's favourite lesbian or gay novel has been launched with books by Alan Hollinghurst and Sarah Waters among the earlier contenders.
Lovely.
Nice.
I am the only gay in this library.
Oh dear.
So some of the big gay suggestions. Jack Arnott, The Long Firm. The Long Firm.
There were some funny things in there. I don't know, there was some comedian talking about, like, if you're gay and, like, 16 or 17 or something like that, and you don't want to have gay sex, like, the things you can do. It was like come on his back and something like that. It was hilarious. I don't know, but yeah, like 10 things to do if you're gay and can't have sex.
Doesn't that really defeat the object of being gay?
It does. It's a bit crap, isn't it? It's like, well, you're gay, but you can't.
If you're gay and don't fancy someone of the same sex, here's some things you can do.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like that. Sorry, I've got the words of bypass button.
I thought he was having a drink or something.
Should have been the big bestiality link. That'd have been quite gross, actually.
I don't think we want to cover that.
And I don't want to type big bestiality link into Google.
You don't.
No, you don't. How are we doing for time? I don't know.
7 minutes remaining.
7 minutes.
Well, we started 5 minutes late though, so probably got a bit longer.
I've got 12 minutes. On my doodah it says 43 minutes and 38 seconds.
On your doodah?
Okay.
Yes. It records time now.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is.
It's big enough to have its own wristwatch. So I got my RFID kit in the mail yesterday. That I've been waiting for a while.
Cool.
And I've not had much chance to play with it yet. But early experimenting is highly promising.
Cool.
It's quite the good stuff. Quite the good stuff. The software's not bad that comes with it, and a couple of nice little cards that came with it. I've got a 4K and a 1K card, and I've just been reading up on the layout of the cards. I'm thinking that certainly duplicating RFID tags won't be much of a problem in many cases. Certainly, many keyless entry systems will be very, very straightforward to duplicate.
Very ownable.
In theory. Oh, very, very ownable. And at least one Tech Tuesday out of what I'm finding so far.
Oh, yes. I should be getting a new Oyster card quite soon, so I'll be able to send you my old one.
Outstanding. Look forward to that.
So you can drop my docs as much as you like.
No, I won't do that. So an autopsy on an Oyster card would make quite good Tech Tuesday listening. I would have thought. Although we've got to make sure that no one from like Scotland Yard's listening or something, because that probably constitute fucking, I don't know,
We don't need to say it's an Oyster card. We just need to say it's a card used for transport systems.
It's a trip card.
You have about 8 times.
What?
You've said Oyster card about 8 times.
Canine sluts.
Shut up!
Who clicked the link?
Caninesluts.com. Big dog cock.
Big dog cock.
That's hilarious and disgusting at the same time.
Oh, that is. Oh my god. the main picture in the page just makes me want to be sick.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh, there's a. I don't know if anyone else has seen this website. It's kind of like YouTube, but the stuff that YouTube won't put on. I'll just tap the link
there
into the.
Like
that. Oh, is there? Yeah. Oh no! I was quite pleased when I found it.
PornTube. How did you find it?
I plead the fifth.
just sheer boredom.
Yeah, just sheer boredom. Mm-hmm. Frustration. You have to be careful. There's a lot of gay content on there, but there's some filtering as well that allows you to sort of choose what type of content you want. But yeah, all good. Wow. I was gonna say good. But,
Let me put my date of birth in.
Oh yeah, that's the Uber Leet age verification system.
It's not working very well, considering I'm 18, and it won't let me put my date in.
Just say you're born before 1980. Oh,
there we go.
It doesn't really believe you're okay, so...
I'm 36. PornoTube, fuck around. Now that's gotta be the best slogan I've ever seen on a site. Wow, this bloke on the featured media, gay interracial bareback sex, he looks like Mr. T.
Don't say that. We'll have the lawyers descending on us within seconds.
I can't see how you can just play this stuff. It doesn't play like YouTube, does it?
I'm just
play this. I
want to
see this.
Oh, there are some sick people.
Oh, dude, okay,
just
this.
Work that out now. Welcome to the internet.
We were sat at my mates, and he went, "Oh, I'm bored. Let's put on some porn." And I was like, "Oh, great." So he said, "I've got a bit somewhere." So we opened up this folder. Me and my other mate expecting to see like a couple of videos. There was like 800 videos in there. The first one he clicked on, it loaded up a black screen. In the bottom left-hand corner, all we saw it say was brutaldildos.com, and I almost wet myself. There are some weird...
What constitutes a brutal dildo?
Brutal dildo. Look at the site. Brutal dildo. It's like they're having sex with their leg.
Oh, wow. God. Right. Okay.
Hackerverse Radio brings you shit.
Shit and porn and...
Hackerverse Radio, sponsored by the underworld of the internet.
I like it.
Hackerverse Radio, scraping the internet barrel.
Quite. Our load balancing script is standing up quite nicely.
Very well.
Yeah, it seems to be working throughout all the porn.
Yeah, it is.
Our stats are...
Well, we've picked up another 3 listeners since starting to talk about porn, according to the stats.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
It's just someone like, "Oh, porn!" Well, this thing just penis in huge letters. Anyone want to close that?
Oh, close. Yeah. I hate to break it to you, but we're going to have to add something else to that script.
Oh, like God. What?
We're going to have to add Yellow Pages submission.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
You know the Winamp Yellow Pages where you can search for streaming servers. I've got to figure out. Wait, I can find out from my DPI. Was it DPS plugin?
DSP.
DSP, that's it.
Yes, yeah, you know the thing that I'm doing a degree in.
You want me to? You would. I don't get what you mean. Provide all the servers in the PLS file.
No, I mean the Yellow Pages, right? The announcement thing that that the Shoutcast servers all report back to, and yeah. The Icecast servers. Well, at the moment, if we enable that, then it's going to have it one for each stream server, which would bypass our load balancing. So we need to have something that will give the stream URL to be our dynamic PHP load balancing script rather than a direct link to any of the servers.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm sure it can't be very difficult.
I don't know. Yeah, but that means playing with ports.
Ports? Sure, you'd probably just make a socket connection and just write some stuff to it. I'm sure it's a very, very simple protocol.
Well, what we'd have to supply a port for it to put into the Yellow Pages, and we wouldn't be able to use 80.
Hey?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you be able to use 80?
Well, you could, but use of that do. Surely anyway. they'd stop it from doing it on port 80.
We'll talk about it later. It's not that's not much of a problem because, you know, we're not actually going through the Yellow Pages at the moment at all. But I'm sure in the next 2 weeks or something we'll be able to sort something out.
Yeah.
Right then, do we want to sort of round off the show a bit?
We might do.
And I shall do a bit of mixoring or something.
Cool.
The mixoring?
Yes.
Could I just take a quick second to pimp my website?
Yeah.
I did open up a thread in the forums. You probably all remember a while back I was talking a lot about Operation Fishnet and how it might be a good thing to set up something like this. And so thanks to a lot of help from Belial, we got the CMS in place and what have you, and woohoo! And the site is up and running. Now I have to admit that I've not done a lot with it up until quite recently due to real world considerations. However, I'm now sort of devoting quite a bit more time toward it, filling up with content, mostly news, but there are forums that people are very much welcome to participate in. And I'm kind of the impression that this is a thing that could be beneficial to the internet using community as a whole, especially since if it's populated by people that know a bit about shutting down phishing operations and such the like, I think we can sort of help to serve the wider community. Plus, we can serve ourselves in as much as it might help to. Give us a better name. That hackers will be associated with doing good stuff,
yeah,
as opposed to just pwning Mitnick, which is good stuff. But so at the moment registration is free for all, in that you don't have to be validated for the moment. That's so we can get some numbers up. People are free to submit news, although the news will be validated before it gets posted. And I figure that if we can get some traffic going there, then we might be able to attract more traffic, and it won't look as sad as it does at the moment. So
it does look pretty good at the moment. I've been checking it regularly to see like if there were any updates and stuff like that, and it looks pretty cool, man. It just needs to kind of take off at the moment.
Yeah. It's I mean, like I say, I've been kind of busy with throwing as much news at it as I get a chance to do, and I'm still, you know, turning on with ideas for other bits of content. But if people want to join in, and I mean, all suggestions are welcome. So
have we got a URL to give people?
Indeed, we operationfishnet.org, and I'll just write that up. S O P E R A T I O N P H I S H N E T .org, and I'll just spell it out in the IRC as well, because people can click on that, and that's much easier.
Yeah, there always seems to be a few users on there at any one time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's always three or four guests on there. We don't have that many subscribers as yet, which is a shame. But yeah, it's one of those things that I just think it's a shame to see it not being used.
Yeah. Well, head over to 419eater.com and maybe link that site over to them and tell them what you're doing and what you're about. They've got a huge community dedicated to this sort of thing.
That's super cool.
So, yeah, let them know.
That's super cool, yeah. I mean, I want to get clear, this is not just about me at the moment just trying to pimp out my site, because, you know, it's... just because I want more people coming to, you know, this is, I just think it's a good thing if in and of itself. If it was somebody else's site, I think it would be also a good thing to pimp out in and of itself. So, you know, I'm not just trying to using Hacker Voice Radio for my own self-serving needs.
I actually have a suggestion already.
Already? Okay. Yeah. So it's just a way.
It's just, you know, when you log in, you get the thank you for logging in page?
Yeah.
Oh, I've just actually signed up and logged in, and the background seems to be a dark grey, and there's a bit at the top that seems to be a fairly light grey. The text is only a tiny bit darker, so it's really hard to make out.
Ah, right.
I don't know if that's a setting for all, or it's something to do with...
I think it's just the style sheet.
It is just a style sheet issue, I can fix that easily. Part of that might be because I'm actually very colourblind. To me, it looks clear as a bell. So things like that, I welcome that sort of, you know, feedback, because I just wouldn't notice.
Yeah, you don't log on to your own...
But it's not that. It's colours tend to look different to me.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to help with the site if you want. I've always got loads of spare time and always looking for some random things to make.
Oh, that's a good offer.
Yeah, I see what you mean by that. I just saw that now as well, yeah.
Cool.
I can fix that, no problem.
Right, so we're ready to close up.
Yes, I think so. We're probably going to run a bit over, but who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
DDP doesn't seem to care, so... Right then, this was Hacker Voice Radio on the 23rd of August 2006. This was Naxter.
And this was Belial.
This was Dark Nature.
And this was Vesalius.
And good night.
Bye.